You have survived your unwanted separation. You're officially divorced. You have rebuilt your life. You have rebuilt your self-worth, your self-esteem. You have learned so many lessons, and you are determined to never let a man control your life or have so much power over your existence ever again. And that's amazing. But there's a pitfall that I'm going to talk about today that I want you to try and avoid. So let's talk about it. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today I want to talk about what happens after you've done all the work, after you are so secure in who you are, and you know that you are never going to let a man not just control you again, but specifically for the topic of this conversation, we're going to talk about not depending on a man financially ever again. If you know my backstory, you know that I was a very independent woman before I got married. I made my own money. I had great credit. I did all sorts of things, but I was also very young. So all sorts of things you could do as a young woman with money. But then I fell into a relationship, into my marriage. I became a stay-at-home mom. I didn't actually ever go get a career. And so I was completely dependent on my husband and his money to survive, which was terrible when we had to break up because I had no money to my name and no real way of bringing in meaningful income. I had to go back and move in with my mom. I had to figure out a way to build myself back up. Yes, of course, I had child support. I didn't have alimony or anything like that, but I did have child support and that did help me, but that was not going to pay the bills. You all know that that is not like, you know, I'm not married to Kevin Costner. It's not like I'm going to get tons of thousands of dollars every month. So it was helpful, but it was not going to sustain me. And I had to figure it all out again on my own, which I did. And it was a struggle and it was climbing a mountain, but I was able to get myself to an amazing place where I could pay my bills, was able to purchase a house, was able to buy my own car, get it financed myself. I was doing really well. And now we get to the possible pitfall that you might find yourself in, which is what I did. When you are ready to start a new relationship and meet a new person, think about what you are not expecting from this person. And what you should be expecting from this person. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is when I entered the dating scene, I wanted to meet a nice man that was going to treat me well, that was going to be respectful and decent and, of course, handsome and sure should have his stuff together. But I was not concerned at all with how much he made, specifically what his job was, what his career aspirations were, what his credit report looked like. You know why? Because I said I would never put myself in a position where I would need a man's money to survive, which is great. But I kind of went too far in the other direction because I was so clear that I would never depend on a man again. I didn't care or pay attention to that aspect about him because it wasn't going to matter to me because I was going to be taking care of myself anyway. And I think that that is a detrimental way of thinking about things. Yes, you should absolutely be clear on being able to take care of yourself. You should absolutely be clear that you will never put your financial future in another man's hands. You are going to take care of yourself. You are going to do the things that you need to keep yourself protected. However, that does not mean that what the man does for work, how much income he brings in, how motivated he is to grow and to have aspirations for wanting more out of his life. All of those things are important if you are planning to build a long-term relationship with this person. When you are blinded by the fact that I know I did it by myself and I know I can do it by myself, and this person is coming into my life as a companion, he's coming in to a fully formed life, so I don't really need anything from him materialistic-wise. I just want him to be a partner for me. That sounds great, but in reality, realistically speaking, it is not something that can be really maintained long-term if you plan to marry this person in the future, because there's going to be a time when you're going to want to be a partnership. And partners are two people that are contributing to a household in financially and in just regular stuff that you're doing, how you're helping clean, how you're helping maintain the house, how you're helping taking care of things that have to do with the house, and all the things that a partnership entails. And if you come into it thinking, it doesn't matter what he does because I can take care of this myself, you're doing yourself a huge disservice. You are actually kind of going into a relationship in the other extreme from where you were, because it puts you in a position to have to be responsible for everything, because you never made him be responsible for everything, for anything. You didn't put that expectation on him because you're so traumatized, PTSD over the situation you were in the past, having to depend on somebody, that you're like, no, I'm not going to depend on him at all. But that is not going to make a healthy relationship. That is not going to make a long-lasting relationship. You need to align with your partner, not just on that he's a good person, that he likes what you like, that you guys respect each other, but he needs to, if he's a go-getter, and you're a go-getter, great. If you're a go-getter and he doesn't care, he's perfectly fine with his lot in life, it could affect your relationship in the future because you want to move forward and he doesn't. And you're going to feel like he's holding you back. But these things are not discussed if you are not curious or care about his finances because you think it's not going to matter because you're going to take care of yourself. Now, hopefully you're smarter than me, but I did recognize that at some point when I was looking into new relationships, I was totally ignoring that part of their personality, of their whatever they were bringing to the table, because I was so adamant that I was not going to fall into the same trap. And I did find that it was an issue, but I didn't recognize it right then. I was perfectly fine then, and I was secure then. But the longer a relationship lasts, the more you realize, wait a minute, this doesn't really make sense. I need to know what you're making. I need for us to be sharing financial responsibilities. It's not that you're taking care of me, because I can take care of my part of the bills and whatever, but I need a partner in this situation. And sometimes you have that revelation a little too late because you were so focused on, I can do this, I got this, I don't need that from him. So if you have gone past all of the learning and you have rebuilt yourself up into this amazing person that is totally taking care of all her stuff by herself, that is amazing. I commend you, I salute you, I was you, and congratulations. But please keep in mind that when you start and you're ready to find a new partner, you're going to have to ask the hard questions. And if they get upset and think, oh, what are you, a gold digger, or you just want me for my money or whatever, you know why you were asking these questions and you understand why it's important. And if he's already giving you pushback because you are questioning him on these very important things, then he's not the person for you. And it's better that you know that now than you get into it with rose-colored glasses and you're like, that's fine, I got this. And you start feeling bitter. You start feeling used and you waste time on a relationship that isn't going to go anywhere because you finally later recognize that these things were a problem and were an issue and you never addressed them because of your own hang up, because you were so scared of falling in the trap of the past that you fell into a whole new trap now. So I hope that if you find yourself doing that this episode makes you think a little bit clearer on that. And if you're not there yet, please keep this in mind. Remember this. It doesn't mean that you have to let someone control you or take over or be the person. You'll never do that again. But that still doesn't mean that you can't be and shouldn't be equal partners. And before I go, remember that I have just released my course where you can embark on a transformative journey designed to reshape the way you navigate your life post-separation. It's not just another course, it's a pivotal roadmap using my 5 chapters of surviving a separation methodology. With a blend of insightful strategies, personal reflections, and actionable steps, you'll discover how to reclaim your sense of self, build resilience, and open new doors to happiness and fulfillment. Don't miss this opportunity to turn the page and start writing a new chapter of your life. The link will be in the show notes for more details and to sign up. And with that, I will leave you and I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.